Hey now.
I'm not a softer.
So Jake versus Julie, finally, they get to hash out this rivalry that they've had off the air. They bring it onto the gridiron. But just like we want to make fight night, not fighting, you know, it's not like Jake is going to be actually fighting Julie. They have fighters for them. They have the players. Do you know that we're trying to make fight night that, George?
What's that?
We're trying to make it like Game of Thrones where...
See, I didn't watch that.
Well, you don't have to have watched it to know that basically...
The dragon.
You should watch it, though.
You're too high level to actually get in the ring. Why don't you get someone to fight for your honor in your name? So if somebody is anti-George, and nobody really is, let's just say there's somebody who's anti-Jake.
But nobody is.
No, who's not?
Then Jake, somebody who's pro-Jake will fight for Jake.
Bullsh**, Jake!
Tumbleweed rolls by.
And the anti-Jake guy, and then at the end, we'll see.
That's
you know.
A great idea.
So that means we can find somebody who's pro-Jub, find someone who's anti-Jub, who say he's got a bag, who say he should be off the morning show, that the game has passed him by.
Jeez. Oh. Hey, there's a lot of people like that out there.
That's kind of all I hear.
I know.
That the game has passed
there's
you by.
There's a lot of haters out there.
That's
fine. Still here, mofos, 25 years.
Yeah.
Got to flex on them is what we got to do.
Yeah, the kids are loving Jub today on Twitch. We're streaming on Twitch today, Jub.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already seen some mock-ups of the Mohawk. Drop James already has a...
oh, good.
Has a look at it.
Yeah, you're probably going to need gel.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, because you do have that... You have hair, which I would say is similar to my hair. When I had hair, I never liked it because it was just, you can't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
It kind of lays there.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, there's no poof to it. There's no body.
Right.
It's thin.
Yeah.
But then it never thinned out on top. It's amazing how you...
Still there?
I think you've done well.
You look great.
I think it's possible you were touched by the hair fairy.
You think? It's supposed to be your on your mom's side, right? Like, look at your mom's
father
and see what's up with him. And if that's the case, my grandfather on my mom's side had hair till, you know, he passed from this earth.
I don't know. 70s. I didn't mean to bring you down there. I don't know if that's been proven. Is that a old wife's tale?
I've always heard that. I don't know if it's true.
Is that true? Like, there are things. Just about anything that you learned when you were a kid, now you're like, yeah, but does 538 agree with this? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either.
I'm going to jump right in that pool after hot dogs.
The
bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could swim right after I eat. What's that? What's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's the answer. All right. To the juice.
I should probably keep that up, huh? Yeah.
Anyway, we'll deal with that.
O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. Have you heard that, Jeb?
Oh, yeah.
And we've been following his exploits. And
how many followers does he have now?
866,000.
Okay. So more than John Boy.
At least he's not to a million yet.
Give it a
week. That's good.
Man.
Yeah, what does that mean, that he's not 2 million? Do I have audio up here?
He's only following 12.
Can I please have audio? All right. This is O.J. O.J. actually wanted to weigh in on the whole Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, talking Cowboys.
Hold out, but that's not all that O.J. will weigh in on. Let's check in on what the juice has to say.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Now, today I'm going to talk about two subjects, fantasy football and the debates tonight. In football, we have two of the best running backs holding out, Ezekiel Elliott down in Dallas and Melvin Gordon with the Los Angeles Chargers. As far as Ezekiel is concerned, hey, look, this guy's outperformed his rookie contract. And Jerry Jones, let's face it, with him, you're a playoff Super Bowl caliber team. Without him, you may not even make the playoffs. Now, I kind of understand the situation with Gordon because he misses games. Plus, they have this guy Eckler and this guy Jackson, some pretty good backups. But Mr. Spanos, when this guy's on the field playing, he's one of the best in the game. I think you can probably do an incentive-based contract or something. I just know this. This is not the kind of guy you could have miss summer training camp because then I guarantee you he will get hurt. Hey, look. This is what running backs are looking forward to in their future. We have the shortest careers.
He's showing his knee, which has a giant scar right across his knee there.
Is he in a golf cart?
He's on a golf course, but he just says, hey, look at my knee.
Nothing like some of the work he did with the sharp object.
Whoa.
Yes.
I don't even know what you mean.
YouTube. We have the shortest careers, position careers in the NFL, and we may be limping the rest of our lives. So pay these guys.
As far as the debate. All right, so there's the main message. He seemed to have well, it's well thought out, too. Melvin Gordon, maybe we put some incentive-based things in there.
Sure.
Zeke, playoff team with him, without him, who knows? So, I mean, the juice is kind of on point here.
Yeah.
But
sharp points.
Very sharp points.
But he's not done, because we did have a looming Democrat debate last night, right? So,
as far as the debates are concerned, I saw where one of the people actually put out a plan, something for them to debate the merits of tonight. Now, they all should do that. It's easy to say, oh, we should fix global warming, we should have an affordable health care plan, we should have a chicken in every pot. All of that sounds good. The question is, how are you going to do it? Don't point the fingers about what somebody once did or may have done. Put your plan out there. Let's hear you guys debate the merits of that plan. Sometimes I wish there were no Democrats. I wish there were no Republicans. I wish there were just Americans. I'm just saying. Take care.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
Well found.
Why did it take OJ to really hit that nail on the head and bring the whole country together here?
He cut right to the core of the issue.
If you will.
People wish for a lot of things, like I'm sure there's a kid who wished he wouldn't have returned glasses to a customer that one night.
What are you saying?
I mean, he lopped the head right off that political discourse.
I'm just saying.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you feel weird following OJ?
I'd feel a lot weirder if he was following me.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I.
You feel a little
so
dirty,
no,
don't
no.
You?
Here's I don't follow OJ.
Oh, okay.
And
Bob does.
I don't.
No, but yeah,
okay.
I always mark if I like something on Twitter. Generally, it's not to note that for the world. It's to note it for me. So I can go back later, oh, here's an article I want to read, let me hit like. Here's an audio I want to get, let me hit like. So yesterday I'm hovering over the OJ one, and I'm like, because it could send a different message. You know how people are,
right.
Oh, look, Tom Brady liked this. It means he doesn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
So I hit the send it, I emailed it to myself.
Ted Cruz likes this adult film
right.
account, yeah.
So I.
Why don't you always just do that? I always just click email. I mean, immediately I'll email it to myself.
Oh, well, no, strange. Usually I just hit like, then I can go to the likes, and
what?
Then I can just scroll. Okay, these are the things I wanted to look at for today's show.
Looky there.
I scroll up here.
Yeah.
And coming from you.
What?
We hear about adult films that Ted Cruz likes.
Well, it was a very shocking thing for anyone who follows him on Twitter to.
The only shocking, more that. Shocking thing than that is hearing you talking about it.
Well, I'm online.
Yeah,
I know
I'm just
these
saying.
Things. Yes, and I'm just saying to defend my point.
So there are.
You guys met George Dunham from the ticket?
They don't like.
I've heard of him.
There are,
like
there are two
alive.
Main messages that came out of OJ's message yesterday. Two main topping points we have to pound over and over. One is this.
One is we'll deal with that.
Pay these guys.
All right.
Pay these guys.
That is one, and this is two.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Hmm.
I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah. Did you hear his main point, Corby? This.
No, what was it?
Sometimes I wish there were no Democrats. I wish there were no Republicans. I wish there were just Americans.
Oh,
I'm just saying. Take care.
I wish there were just Americans, but sometimes two fewer Americans.
Yeah,
right.
Except
right.
these two.
Maybe two Americans with less heads.
You guys are really being unfair to a guy who is found innocent by a jury of his peers.
You know, he was. And
as
you're
long
absolutely
as
right,
Marcus
Dan,
Allen
they are.
Isn't in the mix anywhere.
Right. Right.
We should all be American.
You guys are a bunch of jerks.
We are.
There's Are no you doubt. Going to stay? You can't leave now. Look, the party has just started.
I got to because I got to get the car back to Gordo because I'm coming back with these guys, too. We're going to have a big round table today, right?
Yeah, man. We're breaking
I'm on
down
that.
The special teams
today. No, man.
You're on that?
Yeah, Craig and I switched spots.
Oh, my goodness.
These guys can just defy management like that?
I didn't want to say it in front of because...
I thought we had to adhere to...
I like it when I'm on. Are we going to take care of that?
Who's on the round table?
I hate it when you're
try.
On.
Who's on that round table today?
He doesn't like it.
Well, it said Junior, Donovan, Dan, Gordon.
Dunham for Miller.
All right.
So did you get out
of... So you know Gordon won't be here either.
No, Goofy Deer will be here. I'll make sure of it.
Who'd you trade out of?
Junior. We traded spots.
For Friday?
I think so.
Okay.
No,
it looks like
next Monday.
The bad radio spot. You don't want to be on with us next week.
What?
I see what you're
doing.
I'll
do that, too.
Oh, wow. That wasn't hard to bring back around.
All right, it's quarter till three. This is the ticket.
That's a lie.
We'll work it out.
We'll deal with it.